Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives, and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always. So today on The Hustle, we're going to be speaking to China Lawan. First and foremost, I'd just like to say, China, thank you so much for coming on our podcast and supporting Good Vibes Only Music. I think it's really fitting that you're our first guest, as you've been supporting us from the off, from the very start. Thank you so much. So for those of you who don't know China, she is a two-time award-winning entrepreneur and international female DJ. Plus, you're the boss lady behind the amazing global We Run the World female DJ agency. That in itself is just super impressive, China. So please tell us, how did your music journey start?
Firstly, thank you so much for thinking of me and even asking me to be part of your podcast. I really appreciate that very much. So how did I start your music? Well, I got into DJing by accident, you know, like a lot of people these days, especially a lot of female DJs. There's a lot of female DJs that are doing their thing now. It looks cool. Everyone's like, I want to be a DJ too, you know, I can have free clothing or whatever it is. So for me, I accidentally got into DJing. I was at a friend party. The DJ was not very good, so I just jumped up to the DJ and said, can you teach me what to do? And then I start playing. I'm so brave, right?
Yeah, give us a clue.
But the DJ was fine. The DJ was like, okay, cool. So he just showed me how to fit in and out, you know, the radio kind of mix. So I said, cool. Mm-hmm. I jump on, start using his music of library, and then everybody start dancing. But what kept me going and what motivated me to start DJing from there was guys was coming up to me after I finished my set saying, how did you know you was a DJ? I've got a party. Can you come and DJ? For me, that was what made me say to myself, I'm going to be a DJ. Because growing up, you know, I wanted to be singer and an actress. And I'm very girly. I'm very feminine as a person. Yeah. So for me, when you say DJ, I'm expecting guys. So the fact that guys came up to me and felt that I was really, really good, I thought to myself, yeah, I'm going to be a DJ. Ah! And that was like 1999, 2000. Okay. I literally just ran with it. I came home, I said, Mom, I'm going to be a DJ.
And that's about, yeah. What did your mum say then? What was her reaction to that?
My mum knew I was a very creative person. My mum knew I was not the academical one, you know. She knew that when I was 16, I got accepted to Italy Conte Theatre School in Wimbledon, which a lot of, you know, famous actors and actresses went to. So yeah. My mum knew I was like, maybe not DJing, but she didn't say anything like, oh no. My mom was like, okay. Just like me, okay. I'm really blessed. My mom is very open-minded. You know, she just, anything I say I want to do, she's never ever said to me, no. You know, there was a time when I started my clothing line. She was the first one that paid $14.99 to buy one of my t-shirts. Imagine. No matter what I want to do, she would just support me. She would wear my t-shirt and she paid the full amount, $14.99. So I'm really blessed to have a mother like my mom. Absolutely blessed.
Oh, bless her. That sounds amazing. Like, just to have that support. That's in $14.99. I bet she wore that t-shirt with pride.
Yeah, she wore it. You know, she knew I was, you know, some parents, right? They have their children. They clearly know they're not the academic type. They would push them and push and push instead of saying, okay, that's not who you are, but this is who you are. Guess what? I'm going to support you So yeah. My mom always say to me, I don't care what you do, as long as when I'm dead, you can look after yourself and I'm good. And I felt like a lot of parents should apply that principle of way of thinking.
Yeah.
You know, as long as, you know, when I'm gone, you can look after yourself. I don't have to worry about that. Instead of, so you need to be a doctor or a teacher.
Yeah.
You want to be able to create and do it as long as you can look after yourself. Because I felt like that's what a lot of mothers are fearful of.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes creative job doesn't give you, you know, not, I mean, we're very blessed. There's very little, very small percentage of DJs or creative people who actually very like succeed and have a nice mortgage and house. Majority don't. And I feel like majority of the time parents are very fearful that are you going to be one of those ones who are going to struggle being a musician or DJ or producers, because there's a lot of them out there who are struggling, and that's a fact, right?
Yeah, definitely, especially at the moment as well. I mean,
wow.
It's a very difficult time to be a creative at the moment, especially in the UK. I mean, here in France, it's slightly different, but but yeah, it's one of those things. You just follow your dreams, isn't it? You've just got to make it work. And I think there's not enough of that in the world at the moment. There's a lot of pressure put on people to fit into a particular box, and it doesn't have to be about that, does it?
No, it's like today, like, you know, when I was like, you know, I was thinking to myself today, I said, you know, the world, it's just populated with people telling people how they should live their life. You know, you shouldn't have a 9-to-5. You need to have a business. And I'm like, and I keep saying to myself, you know, and people are falling into that trap. Oh, I need to have a business, not just 5-to-9. Do whatever makes you happy. If you're happy just to work in Sainsbury and have a nice family, then don't let nobody influence you and say, you need a business. You need to have a side hustle. You need to be a millionaire. Because all you need to go is an Instagram, and everybody's telling you that you need to have a business. You need to have, no, just do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, be,
you
know, happy. I mean,
one of my best friends, she's maybe early 30s. She's never worked a day in her life. She's got 4 children. You know, she's happy. She doesn't care. And I wouldn't dare to say to her. Say that again?
I said she's a mum, isn't it? That is a full-time job, isn't it?
Exactly. I would never dare say to her, oh, you need to have a business. You need to be this. You need to be making a million. That's silly. You'll be silly. And the world is full of people always telling other people what they think they need to do to be happy. You know, and, you know.
Yeah, it's a funny old place, isn't it? But I mean, let's talk about your agency. We run the world female DJ agency. I mean, you won another award. Was it the best female DJ agency award in 2020?
We won Business Excellency Award for best female DJ agency. So it was the Business Excellency Award. Yeah. So we got the email last November. So it was nominated. I was quite surprised. I was like, oh, I don't get it. I said to myself, okay, this is nice. I was just happy to get an email saying I was nominated and I would know this year. And then I got an email saying that. I was like, wow, you know. Yeah, and I haven't said it yet, but we also just got, we're actually a finalist for Creative Mistress of the Year. that happened this week. I got an email the other, I haven't shared it yet. But yeah, so imagine we might have 2 awards this year.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Absolutely.
And you know, please tell us how you you know, why did you set up the agency? You know, what was your thinking behind it? Just let our listeners know a bit more about the agency.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so obviously I've been DJing since 2000, DJing, you know, clubs. When I was at university, you know, I would, you know, in West London, I would DJ for local. I would move to Slough, DJing in bars, DJing. So I just said to myself, you know what, you know, I want to, I went online looking for agency as well. I went online, but the agency I saw, everybody was really like, everybody was teaching for big clubs. Everybody was really up there. When you look at their bio, you know, it's like they've done Ministry of Sound. They've done all these big gigs. And I look at a few event companies as well, like talent agencies. And with the talent agency, most majority of the people there was mostly white or mixed race. I didn't see anyone of complexion. I think that's the reason why also that artists like had to do something with my complexion as well. And I mean, it's changed a lot now. Like when I go back to this talent agency, I see a lot more people my complexion. But when I started in 2012, that never happened. Now it's changing. You know, I didn't see anyone my complexion. And then I didn't see, it was just about people on the radio. And it's all about who you know as well.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to do something whereby it's not about winning awards. And also it was a lot about awards as well. Like, oh, I'm a great DJ. I was like, no. I just want to have fun, you know. I love DJing. I love music. I don't want it to be about politics, about winning awards. I just want to play and make people dance, you know. So I just, as I said, you know, and I woke up one and I just decided to have the agency. And I called it We Run the World Female DJ Agency because I wanted us to DJ all over the world.
Yeah.
And that's why I named We Run the World. Like, we're going to DJ all over the world.
Yeah,
and I wanted to work with everyone, you know. I wanted to work with up-and-coming DJs, established DJs, big DJs, not just like one type,
yeah,
that a lot of agencies have. And I wanted to be something unique, something different, and this, which is what I've managed to create. You know, I've helped so many up-and-coming female DJs. Normally when you go to agency, they say to you, we want this and that. Girls come to my agency and said, I want to start an agency, or do you even have no DJ, no places? I'm like, how are you going to get a gig? You know, you can't go to Reed and say, hey, my CV is empty. Give me work. They'd be like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
We've won the world. Even the last few weeks, I've got people DMing me, hi, I just started DJing.
Oh,
and I said, don't say anything, China. Literally, I get so many people messaging me and saying, because when they go to the website, there's DJs who say they're up and coming. So therefore, they feel like, oh, yeah, I can approach We Run the World, which is great.
Yeah.
Because when I started, that didn't happen. I didn't see agents that said, everybody was like, they've DJed there, they established, they're on TV. Or there was not normal DJ, normal people who are just DJing, which is what I've managed to create, which, well, we've got established DJs, you've got promising DJs. So, yeah, so... you know, like a lot of female DJs really like what we're about. I get contacts regularly from my Instagram to email. We want to join We Run the World. And people just kind of like our vibe and what we're about, you know. I try to be as authentic as possible as well with the brand.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of avenue I could go, but I didn't want that. I wanted to just normal. I wanted to be like a just normal agency. You know, no hype, no nothing, no polish. This is it, raw.
<Yeah.
laughs> You know, and I feel like a lot of normal people can draw to me instead of, oh, look at us. Da-da-da-da. I didn't want that. I wanted to just be, yeah, this is us, you know, we're just chilling. And I guess, you know, people kind of feel comfortable to approach me. People don't feel nervous to approach me because they feel she's just like me, you know, she's so down to earth. So, these are all the things I didn't see from other agencies when I was looking, or talent agencies. I didn't see that. Everybody was just like really up there. Not up there as in, but like, it's not going to start. It's just like, I've had DJs in my agency who would question how I do things. Like, other agencies don't do that. I said, yeah, we're not other agency.
Wow.
You know, because, you know, like for us, we're trying to create a community with the agency, with We Run the World. And now more than ever, I'm very careful who I choose in the agency because not everybody is a team player.
Okay.
So for me, I always said, if you're here just to get a DJ booking, we might be the wrong agency for you because we're not just about DJ booking. There's other agencies there who don't care. They're just there about to make money. You know, we work very hard that 99% of our gigs are all paid. We don't do no free gigs or nothing like that. You know, 99%. I paid.
Wow.
And also we try our best. Our main thing is to help female DJs. I've seen a lot of agencies don't do that. You're my book. When I get gigs, I message you. You know, even with this lockdown, you know, I messaged everyone, send them a text, how you guys doing mentally, send them email regularly. Like, even a lot of people don't know this because we haven't promoted it on social media. We do a virtual online session called how to DJ by Zoom. So I get guests to come down and show our girls.
Yeah.
So I'm doing all these things. And some of the DJs, they are also signed to other talent agency or management agency and stuff. But you know what? I don't really care if they use my school with those of agency. For me, it's like me giving. And what I want is to be able to help female DJs grow. Because some of the things about female DJs that we struggle with is like the technical aspect of DJing. Some DJs are really good with technical, but a lot of I'm not. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I struggle with the new software. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just want to play music. What do I have to learn all this software? And there's a lot of female DJs who probably think like me.
Yeah.
And this is the reason why some of us might drop DJing, because new software is coming all the time and you need to I just want to play music. Now it's getting out of hands now. And they might stop DJing. It's true.
It is true.
The technical side is a lot.
I was going to say, it's also having the confidence as well with the technology, isn't it? That's especially in a male-dominated industry, that it's sometimes as a woman, you're lacking a bit of confidence when it comes to the technical aspect of it, and just having that knowledge is a massive booster, isn't it?
And so, like I said, we've got, a lot of our DJs, we've got different levels of DJs. We've got DJs who are really confident with Zoom and stuff. So I just get DJs within our agency to be a guest speaker. So I don't go anywhere else. Our family, and this is what I've been trying to create, a We Run the World family, whereby we team of people helping each other out.
Yeah.
You know? So we come together and share knowledge. Everybody know each other. Early this year, I asked them for feedback.
Yeah.
Things that they feel like we should do, or things that you think they don't feel like maybe. And majority of the girls said, I love that, we like a community, like we support each other on Instagram. And I love that, because that's other thing, that's thing of agency don't do. And I'm doing something different. And sometimes people might not appreciate when you're doing something different, because you're thinking, other agents don't do that. Why are you doing that? And sometimes I'm very fearful when I tell the DJs things. And I said, don't go tell your other agency guys. You know what I'm trying to say? China does it like this. What are you doing like that? And I said, listen, I'm trying to be very unique right now. That's why when I started, I was very reluctant for other DJs to join, in other agencies, because I feel like I'm trying to do something fresh, and I don't want them to go to other agencies and say, oh, China is doing that, you should do that, because then it's like my ingredient. It's like you're taking my ingredient and take it to someone else.
Yeah.
So after the time, I can say to DJs, what we speak here, stay here, guys, because I'm very active on social media, and I know that some of them are on other agencies as well. So I have to always, and sometimes I feel like, oh, should I do this? Because they're going to probably say, China is doing this. Do you want to do it as well? And that's what's making me unique. But then you're telling another agency to do what I am doing. Then it's like, it's boring, right?
Yeah.
Like, I try to always do something different. Like, people look at what I'm doing, trying to do it. But I'm such a creative person. I would change it. As soon as I see somebody's trying to do what I'm trying to do, I would change the old format. because I like to be original. I don't like to be a copy, or there's a lot of people there that have a lot of female collective and female days, and I look at it and I was like, nope, that's not me, but well done with what you're doing. And I don't even like, good luck, because it's good to see people doing different things, but not everybody trying to copy everybody else, because then it's like, it's been done. You can only have one Beyonce and one Rihanna. You're not going to have two, because then it's boring, right?
Oh my God. Could you imagine if you did have two? I don't think the world.
Oh gosh. One is enough, mate. So for me, I feel like, I've achieved my goals. I've helped so many female DJs. Some of them are gone doing great things. And people like what we're about. People like what we stand for and how I manage things. And we get a lot of, we work with coming to the new year, three of my girls was in Mexico. Two of my girls was in Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
We've lost thousands from COVID. We was making at least over 10 grand a month.
Yeah.
We've lost thousands.
Okay.
But I'm not even worried. That's the funny thing. I've not even think about money, because all I've been thinking about is this year we've been featured in so many big publications, and we've DJed. We've been asked to DJ for events. I would never have dreamed of DJing. We were DJing for L'Oreal the other day. They had a global event.
Wow.
You know, and that was like a global event, and it was via Zoom. And I thought, like, if it wasn't for lockdown, that would never have happened. Nice. It probably would have happened, but that was the first time they did that as well.
Yeah.
So, because even it was like, oh, we've never done it before. It's something new. We're going to try. So, for me, that was exciting. We just DJ for Marc Jacobs. We're doing Rihanna's Fenty this week. Wow. As well. You know, the right people know about us.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people know about us, but they can't afford us. But yeah. The right people know about us, and yeah, but it's been a struggle. Like, a lot of people look at what I'm doing now, but I remember when I started, it was hard work. I used to go to clubs, you know, like, I've really hustled with my agency. Yeah. really it's I mean, we're all right place right now, but with COVID we're still trying to push to stay on top. You know, because it's really difficult right now with COVID, because, you know, and with the second lockdown as well, people probably be discouraged to do another Zoom event.
Yeah.
Because they're thinking, oh, that's money we're losing now. And so, yeah, things are changing, but you just have to go with the flow. You have to just be creative.
Yeah.
And I keep saying to the girls, I said, you know, Zoom DJ is the way forward, girls. Get to learn to do Zoom. You know, that's where it's at. Because, I mean, stuff like Instagram Live, you know, Instagram is always cutting the music. You know, you can't really do much on Instagram Live. You can do for fun, but not for like a proper event.
No.
So yes, a lot of company are pushing to Zoom now for DJs. As an agency, I'm literally telling you what we've been getting. So yeah. A lot of big brand. I remember, you know, because I took a break from DJing,
yeah.
And then, you know, and then after the lockdown in March, I said, okay, then I need to get back to DJing. So I need to get my music back together, and I get lots of big brand. Message me saying, can we want DJ channel or one for even? I was like, I don't know how to do some yet. you know, but it's a big brand. They're all thinking of Zoom. They're not thinking about anything else but just Zoom. And I thought that is so important. If you're a DJ out there, if you're a DJ listening to this, get your Zoom right. Like, yes. The first session we did with the agency, how to DJ on Zoom, you know, the online series that we're doing for just the DJs. So my guest DJ said, up to my girls, there's a big difference of being a DJ and a Zoom DJ. Just because you're a DJ doesn't mean that you're a Zoom DJ. So important. A lot of people think, oh, I'm a DJ, so I can do Zoom. No. The setup is completely different. You need to get wires, you need to like make sure everything's, and make sure the sound is crisp. It's so important because clients can pick it up. You know, we had a Zoom when the clients were saying, after the event, the client was like, oh, for the next one, can she do this and that? This is the client. So they might not be technical, but they can hear when the sound is not great. So, you know, really go on YouTube. There's so much YouTube videos there. There's so many articles out there about tips on how to DJ via Zoom. So that's something I want to encourage any listeners, DJs, get your Zoom right. Be a Zoom DJ, mate.
Yeah, Zoom DJ. Well, that's amazing. So basically you're just telling people to get their research done, make sure it's crisp before they do anything about it, because I don't know about you, there's nothing worse than listening to a terrible live stream or some form of live podcast some form of live mix or something on Instagram when the sound's not right. You just turn it off, don't you?
Exactly. There's so much things going on at the moment. Nobody got time for things that's not going 100%. It's like, oh yeah, there's something else. I got another live. I'm not wasting my time with this one. I'm trying to say. That's so great. So that's cool.
So there's obviously a criteria for getting onto the agency books. Not so much for up and coming DJs, but established DJs. You know, what is the criteria?
Established DJs is great. You know, just have a mixed cloud.
Yeah.
With, you know, a couple of mixes.
Yeah.
Just so I can listen to your take and, you know, your mixing ability as well. And also, this is so important. Lots of DJs don't have this, which was quite shocking to me. Even established DJs, a DJ showreel of them DJing. A video is so important. A video is so important. If you listen to this, people spend time putting video on Instagram. No. Edit them nicely, 1 minute. Send that to client. That's what client want to see. Yeah. Everybody, anyone can do a mix. I'm not saying do not know mix. Mix is very important.
Yeah.
But video, client seeing you DJing is so important.
Yeah.
So I would say, for me, what I sell to my client is videos.
Okay.
You know, I've come across so many established DJs who, you know, because I know they're DJ and they got good mix, I let them join the agency. And then I have to literally, on their back, day and night, send me a video. They don't have one. And I said, how can you not have one? You've done this event. I do not get it. Because when I was DJing, when you know, every event, where's my phone, guys? Send me a video. Like, you know? Yeah. And I feel like lots of DJs don't understand the agency side of the business. And I think that's something that needs to be taught. You know, because a lot of DJs, they get their gigs from people who know them. They can get a big, you know, if your friend knows Beyonce, they hook you up. They might not even need a Mixcloud or anything because they trust you. But with an agency, it's completely different. Because the client wants us, they want to see proof. Because if anything go wrong, it's we run the whole agency. So with an agency, it doesn't work like that. I don't know this client that comes to me. They're not my friend. So if somebody come up to me and said, we want a DJ for you know, John Legend's event, you know, they want to see, send, this is how it normally works with the agency, right? So somebody emailed me and said, we want a DJ. There's two ways it works, right? The first one is, client messaged the agency and said, we want DJ Suki Ray for an event, or we want China. It's easy that way. We just send a DJ and it's done. But majority of the time, it doesn't work like that. The client will say to us, can you send us options of DJs? Right? So we can normally send 4 to 5 options of DJs. So we can send, depending on their budget, we send from the low, we send them 3 levels, low-end levels, media levels, and advanced level. Which obviously the price would change depends on the level of DJs, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So that's a two-way. So it's either the client say to us up front, we want a specific DJs, or they just want options of DJs for them to choose from, depending on their budget as well. You know, so for you, and also the public also apply to other agency too, not just us. So we want to make sure our DJs get chosen. So we want you to come with the best. The best videos, choose your best videos that you've done, edit them to 1 minute, short and sweet. It doesn't have to be 20 minute, 2 minute or three, just one, maybe one and a half, 50 minute, but 1 minute or even two max, showing your best, put your best foot forward.
Yeah.
So for me, that's the two things that's very important. Video is probably number one, because that's something a lot of DJs struggle with. Instead of them putting them on YouTube, whereby big clients are not going to go to a DJ on YouTube. That's a fact.
Because
no big client is going to find it, no matter how good you are, as a DJ or your video is, nobody's going to go. The only people that are going to go to your Instagram is clubs and bars. And we know they don't pay a lot of money.
No.
We know they don't pay a lot of money.
No, they don't.
But if you want a serious gig with a serious money, you know, majority of the time you have to be with an agency. Because one, we do all the paperwork, do all the VAT, we have to get a, it's business. It's not just DJs, business thing, you know? And so get your video on the reel. If you want to go to a talent agency, whatever, send it to an agency. Mixcloud as well. We normally ask the DJ to upload their mix to our Mixcloud. We run the world because we already got our own Mixcloud. You know, you can send as much as you want. You can upload as much as you want. So if a client, there'll be one, a DJ that does R&B, you already got an R&B mix. If they say they want house, you already got them. It's better if they can hear your mix instead of just saying, I can DJ that music. It's like, if you're going to have, if you have a club, you want a house music, would you not want to choose a DJ that you actually have listened to the house mix instead of someone who said, I can play it, but I don't have it down, but I can play house music? You're more likely gonna book a DJ who actually listened to their set and you're confident that, yeah, man, I listened to her set and she was good. Correct?
100%.
And a lot of DJs always like, yeah, I don't have it on a mix, but I can DJ house. I'm like, yeah, but I'd rather just put somebody forward who's got it.
Yeah.
So again, you know, so for me, when it comes to selecting DJs, how I select DJs is, if a client wants a house DJ, always focus on this DJs who specialize in house, not the ones who also DJ house, because that's their baby.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of open format DJs these days, you know, but there's other DJs who specialize in certain genres of music. So when it comes to selecting DJs, if the client said we want someone who does R&B, I would select DJs who specialize in R&B instead of DJs who do it as open format. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Unless they say to me, one of DJs who play everything, then I'll put all the open format DJs because they play everything. But when it comes to certain type of music, are there certain type of DJs I'll put for, because I know that's their baby. I know DJs who can play all house. So when we have any house gig, these are the DJs I'm going to put forward. I'm not going to put any open format DJs, just house DJs, because I know that's their baby.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. And professional pictures as well. Eh?
I said they're representing you as a business, aren't they? So, you know, it's got to be the best of the best, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. And to be fair, testimonial, again, I probably said 100%. We've never had a gig whereby a client said, you know, negative about the DJ, you know, because I'm really strict with the DJs and I know, and be careful who to put forward for gigs as well, because sometimes people, it's all about the money, you know, like everybody claim they can DJ everything, but you know deep down that's not true. You're just going to go on YouTube or SoundCloud and download the top 10 R&B, right? Even though you don't know the R&B you're playing. you know? And it's such a big difference when you're playing a set that you actually know these songs, you listen to it at home, you jam into it. I can play Deep House. You know, I like Deep House. But, you know, and I probably play a little bit, but I would be scared to do like a 2 or 3 hours Deep House, because I probably just go on YouTube and just like, I mean, I might just go on SoundCloud and just download latest Mixcloud, Deep House, and play. But the way I'm mixing it, you can tell that I'm not feeling the vibe.
Yeah.
You know, I'm open for my DJs. I'm a party DJ. That's who I am. Yeah, That's it. You know, I like to play. I go up listen to popular music. I play a bit of R&B, Bashman, you know, club classic, house classic, 90s, 80s. That's me. But I'm not doing no house 2-3 hour set. That's not me. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm not going to enjoy it. Like when somebody else who, that's their baby, you know, when they play in the house, you can tell, like you can feel the energy, you know? And I feel like a lot of DJs, just DJs these days, anything, because they want to make money, you know? Oh yeah. I can do Bashman. Yeah, I can do R&B. You know, that was the DJs who we sent for a gig. You know, the client said we want a bit of R&B. It was an open format event, but they want a bit of R&B. And I said to the DJ, because she was a house DJ, but she said to me, yeah, I'll play some R&B. And the client said she was only playing 4 R&B back and forth over and over again. And I was like, oh, no.
That's terrible. No.
The client said she was just playing 4 R&B, Missy Elliott, and then she play again after another 2 hours. And I said, no, if you're gonna see you play R&B, you gotta play R&B. You have to have at least more than 80 R&B. You must know R&B. Not because after the time as a DJ, you know, especially if you're open format DJ, as long as you play that genre, you cannot just have them around, especially the popular ones anyway. Just play 4 R&B and said you know R&B, because you know. So I have to be careful with a lot as well, with a lot of DJs, which is what I'm very careful how I select DJs for client. I don't just ask them, can you play? I just go to the DJs that I know, this is their baby.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. So definitely, and professional pictures, that's another thing as well. That's so important.
Videos, mixes, pictures, and, you know, put your best foot forwards, pretty much.
Two pictures, there's two type of pictures you need to send. Okay. One is professional pictures, which is headshot, professional pictures. There's DJs who say they're professional pictures, but you can tell they've done it for themselves, then they go and trying to do editing. Like, come on, guys. You need to be sharp. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? And then there's live pictures. It's very important. Live pictures, it's of you DJing live, because we like to, if you go to our website on a DJ profile, they have the professional pictures on top. Then they have the video. Then they have live pictures, because I feel like it's important for people, for clients, to know that they've DJed for other events.
Yes, Definitely.
So they have at least two pieces of them saying DJing. You know, I always say to people, it doesn't have to be big brand. As long as there's people around, there's DJ equipment, it's nice. Who's going to know it was, if he was DJing for Top Shop, he was DJing for a local shop? Nobody knows. Your point is, client, it's true. The point about this is for clients to know that you have no, you're not just a bedroom DJ. You've DJed out of your house. Do you get it?
Yeah, that's true. I always say that to the I always say it to anybody like up and coming DJs that, you know, nobody's going to walk past your house and hear you DJing in your bedroom and book you to play at a festival or a gig. You need to have everything in order and put it out there. You know, you need the photos, you need the videos, like you said, you need the ideas, you need to be, you know, you need to prove how good you are to people and not just, you know, I'm a DJ in my bedroom, but I think I'm really good. You know, it's just not going to cut it, is it?
You know, it's like I was saying to a few of the girls back in the days, when I started to DJ, right? Back in the days, DJs would DJ for free for like a year or two just to get their name, to get experience. Nowadays, these girls then start DJing, ask for $2,000. I was like, wow, things are changing. Back in the days, those guys.
I was that girl. You know, I played for free. I worked from the bottom up. I hear you. Now people ask me how much you think I should charge for a DJ set, and I'm like, well, A, this is your first set. B,
I know.
It's crazy. It's a crazy old DJ world now, to be fair.
Yeah, it's very pretty. And I feel like that's why guys are kind of upset with females, because I feel like some of us don't get the game.
Yeah.
You know, the game is not, if you want to get into DJing initially for at least 5 or 6 years or whatever, it's not about money.
Nah.
The DJs that stay there after 10 years, these DJs, I know a lot of big DJs on the radio, you know, growing up, you know. These are DJs who one of my friends, you know, used to DJ in Rampage, BBC. You know, he told me, he said, we did 40 house party, China, 40. This is a big Rampage, you know. You know, I wish to try, Mike was my friend. He goes, we did 40 house party before we start going out there. This DJ started DJing and they asked him for $2,000. You know, I remember at the new female DJs, who fresh DJs, like, oh, you know, I like your mix, let me put you forward to, it was a big brand, you know. And I always like to ask the DJs how much you want, because I feel like a lot of agency just say, this is how much you're going to get. Always ask the DJs, how much would you like? You know, and if I feel it's low, I'll probably top it a little bit more, but it's for you, it's just like, give you that power. Some agencies don't do that. This is how much you're getting. I always ask my DJs all the time, how much would you like for that gig?
Yeah.
You know, and this girl was like, she wanted $2,000. I could not believe. I had to say to one of my, I said, what do you think? I was like, what? Where have you DJed? I said, because I know she's been DJing for like a year. I said, where have you DJed?
Yes.
Because well, it's a big brand. I said, no, it doesn't work like that. Big brand pays that type of money to DJs who got credibility, who've been featured somewhere. That's how the game works. You could have been DJing 20 years. If nobody knows you, nobody's paying you that big of a money. We all know the game.
Yeah.
And again, DJs, these female DJs need to know that. I feel like sometimes it's just about, I'm a female DJ, you know, I need. No, if we're going to play the game like guys, we need to act like the guys. The guys, you know, I always say this, the guys, you know, I've been DJing since 2000. I know a lot of guys DJs, established DJs, big DJs. I know them, I talk to them, yeah? So I know how hard these guys struggle to be where they are now. They should be acting for $2,000, $3,000, $5,000.
Yeah.
Not you. You just started the other day.
Oh.
You know, and sometimes I was like, we need to do like a workshop just to educate DJ, female, especially female DJs. Because female DJs, sometimes we think, oh, I'm so pretty, look at me, I got nice dress, because that's what it's all about on social media now, right? Female DJs. Yeah. You know, and I thought, again, you can't focus too much on that, because then we're going to lose our credibility.
Yeah, we are, yeah.
We will. You know, we can't just focus on, look at me. Like, how many guys, male DJs out there that you know that's big, that does influential every female is trying to get an influential or brand gig. A lot of these guys don't. For them, it's like, I'm a DJ and that's enough.
Yeah.
You know? But a lot of female are with there posing up to get someone to say, oh, can you pose my makeup for me? You know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying majority doing that, whereby the guys them are not doing that. A lot of the guys are not doing that. If you look at Instagram, guys don't do that.
No.
All the focus is they're DJing.
Yeah.
You know, they're not posing up, say, oh, look at me. You know, and for me, I feel a little bit kind of sad when I see that, because I feel like for someone like who's been DJing for like since 2000, you know, and I feel like, wow, this new DJ is like, they don't get the game.
I think they get the Instagram game, don't they? And that's all they're kind of going off the back. Yes. They're like, I'm a DJ. I'm now on Instagram. I'm a DJ. Blah 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 blah. They haven't put in the legwork. They you know, they're just wet behind the ears.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, people fall for it, and good, and sometimes I know it sounds bad what I'm going to say, but sometimes I say to myself, people are too dumb. Good. Yeah. These girls fool them and they get fooled. Good for them, because people are easily led astray. People are easily led astray. I was speaking to a promoter guy with me. He's got an agency as well, but this is for guys. She goes to me, we booked a guy from Instagram. He goes, China, his Instagram was so great.
Yeah.
You know, he asked for $2,000. After he finished playing, she was like, the set was so bad. My client was like, we're not paying him. Imagine. Wow. Because if you see Instagram is like on point. Instagram was on point. You know.
It's so ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, I'm all about, and as you are as well, we're all about supporting female DJs and empowering and doing what we can to help them. But, you know, one bit of advice is get your shit in order. You know, get your stuff in order and present yourself properly. And I don't particularly think Instagram is the way forward.
No, not at all.
It was meant to be a bit of fun, and now it's turned into some kind of crazy business stuff. But that is my own opinion.
I totally second that. A lot of people think we get our gigs from Instagram, but this is the funniest bit, right? 99% of our gigs is for what we do on Google. I always ask my client, where do you know about We Run the World? From your website. Yeah. None have been from Instagram. And a lot of this little female thing thinking, oh, let's do what China is doing. I'm doing it because a lot of you just follow us and just have a presence on social media. But we don't get gigs from Instagram because that's not where our clients are chilling.
No.
We're looking for big, big brand. They're not looking for nobody on Instagram, the clients we're looking for. Just because I'm there doesn't mean that, you're going to get gigs and you're going to have a We Run the World as well, because it's not about Instagram. I worked hard. Trust me. I still don't feel I've got what all the hard work I've worked for, but at least I'm getting there.
Yeah.
You know? It's true. And also as well, you know, there's a few DJs who just started, and again, all the big gigs. And I remember somebody saying to me, she only started DJing the other day. And I said, she's not going to last long. Because DJs who last long, these are DJs who they didn't start making at least five, 6, 7 years. That's when they start making money. But if you're starting straight away and you're getting gigs like that and you're blowing up, you know, but then there's a lot of politics too. A lot of politics as well. It's about who you know. You know, it's about who you know and who knows you.
It very much is that, isn't it? It's a funny old game, isn't it? The music industry. But I do, I do agree with you that you don't start earning any money until like, you know, 4 or 5 years in, because you know what? You're not established. People don't know you. Most of my gigs I get here are from face-to-face meetings. I've gone to bars, I've gone to speak to people, and they've booked me. And otherwise it comes through the website. Nothing comes through Instagram. I don't have a huge Instagram following because I'm too busy just doing life stuff, to be fair.
You don't have to. Like, people are bullied to believe. People are getting brainwashed to believe that it's all about Instagram. It's about your followers and likes. Don't get me wrong. I've had a client who said, okay, I want a DJ who's got a lot of followers, but it's not a lot though. Not a lot of our client. Even all these big gigs we've done recently, not one of them said, let's check the DJ's Instagram.
No.
Exactly. They just go with, they listen to your mix, but a lot of people keep saying all these lies to say, oh, you need to have a lot of Instagram followers. There's few brands who, I'm not lying, it's all about Instagram followers. There's few brands. But even some of them, they even have the money to pay how much you deserve. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
So for me, simple. I always say to people, just be yourself.
Yeah.
It's so important. If you just if you go into the DJ game because you think you're female, you can look pretty, yeah, you're just gonna end up getting people like a lot of guys in the promotion world. And you know, just focus on your craft, I would say, and understand you might not get the money at least 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Because majority, I don't know any DJ out there, especially the guys who said I'm up here, the first year I was making $1,000. None. But, yeah. You know, it could be few. Let me know if you started DJing and a year you was DJing for a really big brand. Unless you know somebody who connects you, it's not happening.
No.
Unless you know the right people, because when you know the right people, things happen quick. But then you're not really gaining credibility, though, are you?
No, you're not.
Important. Yeah. That's what's important. Credibility is so important.
And relationships, yeah. And you know, and having your and knowing your craft and being good at it. So I don't. So we're going to have to wrap this up time wise, China. Unfortunately, but you have kindly offered a freebie to 5 lucky podcast listeners. I wondered if you could just explain to them what that will be.
Yeah. So basically, like I said initially during the our talk, we do an in-house session called How to DJ by Zoom. So but it's not on social media. We haven't broadcast it. It's just for the agency.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for 5 people to join us if they would want to learn how to DJ on Zoom. You know, we do one every month. So just send an email to us, bookings@femaledjagency.com, and I will send you the Zoom link for you to join us. Yeah, it'll be really cool. You can ask our DJ guests whatever questions you want about Zoom, and yeah, and I'll also we'll put you on our mailing list. Some, you know, we're going to start, because we've so many up and coming DJs messaging me, I'm going to start a new thing whereby every maybe 2 or 3 months I just send tips to DJs.
Perfect.
What they need to join an agency, or just tips and stuff, just encourage them, because I always think to myself, what am I going to do with all these DJs messaging me all the time saying, what do I do? Oh, just start DJing.
Yeah.
So I thought I'll start doing that just to give them tips and just encouraging them until they get there.
Yeah, that's and they will get there eventually.
Oh,
they, yeah. That's amazing.
I'm not even there yet. I'm still getting there. I'm not there yet. I've still got a long way to
go. You and me both. But you know, we're in it. We're in it to win it, right? So we're in it for the long
definitely.
Game. But okay, so how can people follow you? I mean, obviously, Instagram. I've got China Lawan.
Instagram, China Lawan. Yeah. Official, yeah. China Lawan official on Instagram. Facebook, just China Lawan. Twitter, just China Lawan. My LinkedIn, China Lawan. So only Instagram is China Lawan official.
Yeah.
But if you put China Lawan, I'm sure it comes up as well.
Okay.
So yeah, check me out.
Yeah, and the agency.
And we run the world as well. Follow us, you know, and just join our community, because I see everyone following us. It's like a community. So join us and see what we're doing, what our girls are doing.
Yeah.
If you're up and coming DJ and you need advice, you know, I can add you to my newsletters. We're going to start, give you a few tips of you know, how you can go about things. Until you're ready, you can join the agency. Or if anything we're coming up that, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's bookings@femaledjagency.com. Our Instagram is We Run the World Female DJ Agency by Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
And Twitter, we Run the World Agency.
Amazing.
We've also got a fan page on LinkedIn as well, guys. We've got 100 followers. We want more. So LinkedIn, we are there as We Run the World Female DJ Agency. So please, you know, follow us on LinkedIn as well. Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. Well, what I'll do is as well, I'll put all of these socials in the notes of the podcast when it goes out live.
Okay.
Anyway. And we will detail the freebie offering for the 5 lucky ladies, and hopefully they can join your family at some point. Really, join the family, join the community, join
absolutely.
The vibe.
And definitely, you know, it'd be really cool. And they need to be following us as well. The 5 people need to be following all our social media
okay.
and be part of the family.
Great.
Yeah.
Amazing. Chyla, thank you so much. It's always really super inspirational to speak to you and to hear your opinions on the DJ world, because you know you're like the female Yoda of DJing. If there isn't anything you haven't done already, it's in the pipeline for you to do. So thank you so much. I will post this next week. We'll be going live next week. I know, I'm on it, mate. Podcast will be every Thursday with a different interview from somebody within the industry. So thanks again, and I will speak to you soon, Chyla.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, no worries. Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to Hustle, industry advice for women in music. Thanks again for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please, please, please follow, subscribe, rate and give us a review. Help us to move up in the iTunes chart so that we can bring you more and more amazing guests. Thanks again. For more info on what we're up to, please check out our website, www.goodvibesonlymusic.com. Peace, love and good vibes always. See you next week.